Well, I'm Josh with the City of Wapak, and we are back for another community update. This week, we've got John Meyer from the Wapak Middle School. Hello, John. And Aaron Jensen from the City of Wapak.
Hey, Josh.
And we'll get started. We'll talk about maybe one of the more prevalent things coming up, and that's the spring election next Tuesday. There's city council, county board, school board, the presidential primary, a lot, some referendum questions, a lot going on with this election.
Yeah, there are. We have that election coming up. How many days is that? Is that about 7 days? April 2nd, I believe.
Less than a week from, one day less than a week from when we're recording this.
Less than a week. And just a reminder, I know if you listen or tune into this, we have given a reminder in the past. We give it a reminder every time this time of year. But that for the city residents, that is at the rec center here in Wapak. So show up. There is only one polling location. This year, we do have a number of local elections, the aldermanic districts, mayor, presidential primary. So those are some of the big ones. And then, of course, there's the absentee voting that can happen here at City Hall or go through the My Vote website, which I believe we have posted on our website.
Yep.
Linked. And a bunch of election information on there. Barb, our city clerk, does a fantastic job communicating with any questions anyone has throughout that. So feel free to get in touch with her at City Hall if you have any other questions after looking on the website. And we look forward to seeing you at the rec center or seeing you at City Hall for some absentee voting. So
very good. And then we'll jump over to John. Something that you've got coming up soon at the school is the forward state testing. Tell us about that. When's that happening?
Yeah.
What's that all about?
The famous forward testing that happens once a year and at different grade levels. So we are testing on starting April 2nd and then 4th and then 9th, 11th and 12th. The state always comes forward and looks for the math and ELA testing in our 5th, 6th and 7th grade, which will be a duration of 3 days, but our eighth grade will do all subjects, core subjects. So they'll do math, ELA, science, and social studies. So I just want to get the word out and prepared for that. It's all digital, so it's on the students' Chromebooks, making sure they're fully charged. And people always ask why. I mean, we've got to understand, it's one, I say one data point, one snapshot, right, of what we do. But this is where we use this information along with other information to really make it beneficial to the PLCs that we use at the middle school and in the district to really focus on student growth and where we need to realign our lessons to help get the students to the correct area or level that they're struggling in. So the data is very important for us. And of course, it's reported out at the end of summer every year of how each school has done within the state.
All right. And we'll jump back to Aaron. CAP Services is a housing repair program we want to let the area residents know about. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so and we've talked a lot about new housing and the importance of getting more units in our area, not only the city of Wapak, but the school district in general to attract families and workforce and students. But we haven't talked as much about kind of repairs and programs to current housing stock. We have a lot of housing stock and the average age of our homes in the city specifically is, it's older and sometimes in need of repair. So CAP Services has a great program right now. It is a housing repair assistance program. Some of the eligible funding items include roof replacement, siding replacement, door and window, foundation repair, plumbing, electrical, well and septic, heating, and a number of other things. There are some eligibility requirements that you have to hit. And I'm not going to list all of them. Some of them are income limits per household. But Josh, I bet you you'll help me if we provide the PDF. Maybe we can post that on Facebook. So keep an eye on that and also our website. So people can go there if they want the information on how to qualify and what exactly qualifies for funding.
And over the past couple of years, there have been a number of programs. I think CAP had another one. The city had one for housing repair. So it's good to see these continue to come forward to help people out.
Absolutely.
John, we'll jump back to you. The middle school has some fundraisers coming up.
Yeah, we try to get into the PTG. I know there's other fundraisers that like the band department has done and music has done as well. But with the PTG here, we're trying to finish up our final week of the cookie dough fundraiser. And I always say with the PTG, all funds that are earned and all the money earned goes right back to the students. It has direct impact to our students. with that. And then, of course, there's one that's happening on April 6th where, yes, your older principal will be dashing for cash at the T-Rat Stadium against 25 other people. So I've been in training trying to get some running in and, some my hamstrings stretch, but they're ready for the stretcher. They're ready for the ADA car to pull the principal off the field if necessary because I fall on my face. So want to represent Waupaca, want to represent our middle school and just, have fun. So there's a way to sign up. I've been emailing some on Facebook. It's, through the, my newsletters that I sent out that, we raise money by just showing up. You can go to a T-Rats game for every ticket we sell. We also get money back to the school to help us all out. So it's a good Waupaca connection to, build community with at the stadium. Cause we all sit in the same spot and to cheer me on as I run into the outfield and try to grab, tennis balls or something. And they're worth so much money. So they're bringing it on back. So, and again, to reiterate that money goes back like this. Coming week, we have a celebration for students, just celebrating kids, in the middle school, making them excited about being here, excited about learning and just building those relationships. And that PTG money helps send these kids, to reduce the cost, like to all roller skating or to the movie theater in town or the bowling alleys in town. And so that way it's less money that's coming out of the parents' pockets, more of using that fundraiser stuff to get all kids involved. And that's what we want to do, to just build a happy community and get those relationships with kids.
Beautiful. Aaron, we'll jump back. Do you you want to talk a little about the city's GO bond rating? So first explain what that means to someone that goes, what's a GO bond?
That's a great starter. So every year, the city of Waupaca approves a capital project budget. That could include maintenance to facilities. It could include road projects, vehicle replacement, equipment replacement, so on and so forth. And depending on what that is for, we most often use GO bonds and we go to borrow for those. And it's a part of our bigger financial plan. If it's in some of the utilities, water or sewer utilities, that's funded a little differently. But if it's for the majority of our departments, we use GO bonding to get that done. Our GO bonds are rated. It's kind of like a credit rating, but it has been an A+ rating. And this year we got very, very exciting news. It actually got upgraded to, and this is an upgrade, by the way, it's a AA-. So even though we went from plus to minus, that AA is actually a good thing. And it's actually not something we were necessarily anticipating yet. We were very hopeful that it would move up in the next couple years. A couple of the things that they cited on why it moved up at this point is very consistent budgetary performance, healthy fund balance within our policy. We also have upcoming big projects as far as development and investment in our community. So the River North housing project was something they looked at as favorable, a couple other projects that are going on and expected to happen in 2024. So that highlighted kind of how important that development and economic development was. And then also just they noted a long-term debt plan and the pace at which we plan to pay off some of those obligations from past borrows as a positive. So those are just a couple of things that were noted. Ultimately, Josh, what that means if we get a higher credit rating, so to speak, is that our interest rates that we can borrow at become lower. So we were projecting, over 4% for sewer and around 4% for GO. We were able to get in the low threes for our GO bonding and in the mid threes for the sewer. So all very, very positive news. And really, ultimately, that's a credit to our city council and our department heads, but specifically our city council for working with our financial advisors, our finance department, and making sure that plans are executed the way they should be so this stuff can happen.
That's great news. I seem to recall over the years it keeps slowly climbing, so that's good that we're headed in a consistent direction.
Right.
We just got into spring, even though it might not feel like it out there, and that means Easter weekend is here, and there are some city service hour changes we want to let people know about.
There are. So we have, I had to get reminded of this, Josh, actually like this morning. We are closed on Friday. at noon, our city offices are, for Good Friday. That is with the exception of voting. So we have to be open, City Hall has to be open for absentee voting. And I think that's till 5 o'clock.
Till 5, yeah.
So otherwise, our regular service hours are done at noon on Friday in observance of the Good Friday holiday. And we hope everyone has a great holiday weekend.
And then with spring, John, spring sports are starting with the students.
Yeah, we were just finished up our 5th and 6th grade intramurals with basketball. And what a great turnout we had in the 5th and 6th grade with parents showing up and supporting their kids. It was really awesome. And as of right now, we are moving into track and soccer at the middle school. And so those are up and running and getting, no pun intended, on the running, but getting started. And we have really nice numbers that are showing up. So that is really good to know and supporting this stuff. So if you need more information, just reach out to our student service department and we'll give you information you need to participate in soccer or track at the middle school.
Perfect. Well, John, Aaron, appreciate the time to get the community up to date and have a great Easter weekend.
All right.
Thanks, Josh.
You too, gentlemen. Thank you.
See ya.